p.m. until 7 p.m. The Chicken House wants to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you. The Olpe Chicken House in Olpe. KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. Sunshine, 66 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Sacred Heart School Principal Darby O'Neill. Darby, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, Darby, it's about game time here, and enrollments, you have enrollment activities coming up very soon, huh?
Yeah, we do our registration day next week, where we get all the paperwork filled out and just all the stuff we need to go into the year, and it's coming fast.
Yeah, it is. Just about here. So how are you projecting your numbers to be this year? Pretty good?
Pretty good, yeah. We're about where we were last year, a little over, I think. We've got our largest kindergarten class in quite a few years, so we're excited about that. And, we've got a good group this year, I think.
Well, let's go back a year, and what a year it was for many. I guess we're still, battling with this pandemic and COVID and issues. But we talked to you on a number of occasions last year, Darby, and checking to see what the mitigation strategies were, protocols for Sacred Heart. How did things go overall last year, in your opinion?
You know, I think they went as well as we could have hoped this time last year. Our goal last year was to be in person as much as possible, and we were able to do that all year. We had a few instances of staff or students who had to quarantine and were remote for a little while, but for the most part we were really uninterrupted, and we're able to get through the year, which was our ultimate goal. We wanted the kids to be here in the school with their teachers every day. So
that is quite a positive accomplishment. What were the mitigation strategies you used last year to be able to, keep moving forward in phase?
Yeah, absolutely. We got lucky last year based on the number of students we have and the size of the campus here at Sacred Heart. We were able to spread out the kids, so we had classrooms in our parish hall, we had a classroom in our church basement, and by being able to do that, we were really able to get that 6 feet distance in all our classrooms and spread out the kids, and obviously we did the masks and the temperature checks and all those things that I think pretty much everybody had to do, but because we were able to really spread out is what allowed us to be in person and really to be incident-free. We didn't have any situations where either we or the health department felt like there was any spread happening that could be directly linked to the school. So.
Well, that's a real positive accomplishment. And, in talking to administrators and educators here in the area, many of our area schools, county schools, were able to, be face-to-face as far as the learning throughout the entire year. And that meant so much to the kids to be able to go into classrooms. And, we're not out of this pandemic thing yet, unfortunately, Darby. So what do things look like as you head into the 2021 academic year? Things changed from last year, any?
Yeah. One of the downsides that we felt from last year, there were plenty, but the one that we were most concerned about and that we wanted to address the most this year was the lack of being able to interact among classrooms. Being a school our size, a big part of our what we do is together. We bring all the kids together in the morning. We go to church together. We have recess together, and we wanted to get closer to that sense of normalcy and kind of remove some of that isolation that took place last year. So we haven't finalized all of our protocols, exactly what we're going to be doing, but, when you talk about masks, it came down to our kids going to be able to, either we wear masks and we're able to do a lot more interacting, we're able to, we've got a big MTSS push this year, which is some more individualized learning where we bring groups together that might be from different classrooms. And if we don't wear masks, we're not going to be able to do that. And so it's kind of one of those, we wear masks and we're able to get back to more of a sense of normalcy, if that makes any sense, or we don't wear masks and we're kind of in that isolation sense that we were in last year. So we're still working through some of that. We'll have all the kids back in the school this year. The 3-foot distancing allows us to spread out a little bit more easily in our classrooms. And we've got some grants that have helped us upgrade some of our just health protocols in the building. We've got really nice air purifiers in all the classrooms. We've got some new sanitizing equipment and materials for just keeping everything clean and stuff like that, desk shields and things to mitigate as much of the danger as possible, but also to try to get back to as normal of a school day as we can.
As normal as you can. Sacred Heart School Principal Darby O'Neill joining us on our primetime newsmaker on this Friday morning. Well, Darby, when do classes start officially for Sacred Heart?
So we'll start up the 19th, so 2 weeks from yesterday. It's coming up fast. I always say I wish July was 6 weeks long. It would make things a lot nicer.
So anything different as far as your enrollment activities on August 10th?
No. Those are, we spread that out throughout the day, and parents just kind of trickle in as the day goes by. So for the most part, it's just kind of business as usual, having masks and some of those precautions that are pretty standard these days.
So how about staff? Any turnover there?
We haven't turned over any of our classroom teachers, but we do have some new special teachers. We brought in a new music teacher this year that we're really excited about. But for the most part, pretty consistent, which is a good thing. In times like this, it's nice to have some consistency.
Stability is not a bad thing right there, is it? Well, Darby, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Good luck with the enrollment event August 10th and classes, which begin in just a couple of weeks. We'll be in touch throughout the year, and as always, thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Sacred Heart School Principal Darby O'Neill joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning here at KVOE. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. And join us Monday morning as we will be joined by Jason Santangelo and Brett McLaughlin of Emporia State Athletics, previewing the big ESU Athletics Auction and Golf Tournament coming up August 19th and 20th. KVOE Live and Local. It is 7:38, sunshine, 66 degrees. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school.